Good morning, welcome to the Sunday, July 12th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And we're continuing our practical politics discussion because it's long overdue. We have been spinning our wheels and not by happenstance, discussing and discovering the same sad non-solutions generation after generation for the same non-issues and not discussing the point, which is that we are living things and our human energy is not a commodity. Sisters and brothers, recently I wrote in my journal, have I become less sensitive to the feelings that come from being forced to get up and go to work? For someone who thinks about these issues almost exclusively, it took me a surprisingly long time to see that this was what was going on with my son one recent morning. Force, coercion dogs us. The theft of our lives makes us furious, although generally of that cause we are unconscious. These are the real issues before us, ignored uniformly on the left. But I also have to admit that it was rather disconcerting for me to see how easily we forget each other's dilemmas when we don't share them. And I hope you got a chance to listen to an excerpt from the January 25th, 2015 show, which made this point on a bigger scale, in which I argued that we here in the U.S. are being encouraged to not see our brothers and sisters who are being slotted into that hard work category as a part of our concern as we plan our future, and that in the what's considered the more privileged regions of the world, you know, there's been this word put forward called the creatives, the knowledge workers, and with the intent of separating out as privileged those who do mind work and encouraging folks to turn our backs on those regions of the world that are then therefore being slotted into that hand category, hand work, manual work category. And this has been a scam that's been going on for too long. I mean, if we had had a chance, and now we do, because a lot of folk are being kicked to the curb, but that is not necessarily a bad thing. If we can help each other and begin these conversations, to discuss the fact that it is that the whole scam of class is dependent on convincing those who do the work that the entire system is run on that they are less worthy, that their work is less important, and it's the flip. It's the exact opposite. It's the flip that's true. So It is imperative for all of us to get on the same page and support each other in order, because it is a global system. And so we have to always remember that this is the number one issue before even global warming, getting our lives back. Then everything else falls in place. Number one issue, therefore, is standing with our brothers and sisters, because that's the only way we get our lives back. Standing with our brothers and sisters, not just because there's a direct line between doing that and our future, but because it's the right thing to do. It respects our inherent truth, the truth our bodies guide us to.